Former North Carolina politician Jesse Helms is a polarizing historical figure. Some see him as an idol, others see him as a joke. If you ask Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz,
we need 100 more like Jesse Helms in the U.S. Senate.
If you ask journalist Rachel Maddow,
he led a one-man 16-day filibuster there against there being a holiday to honor Martin Luther King Jr.
In addition to his controversial views on racism, Jesse Helms unintentionally made photographer Robert Mapplethorpe famous by targeting Mapplethorpe's artwork for its explicit sexual content. Mr. Helms did not approve of artists of this sort receiving government grant money and urged his colleagues to look at the pictures so they could understand his outrage. Co-directors Fenton Bailey and Randy Barbato took Mr. Helms' advice, and now they've released a documentary about the pictures and the stories behind the themes in the artwork.
We're thankful to Jesse Helms for giving us a good title.
Yeah.
When he planned his final exhibition, The Perfect Moment, he knew by putting those pictures together it would cause a big fuss. And you know what? He wanted that because he knew it would make him famous.
The new documentary, which premiered in Utah at the Sundance Film Festival, features interviews from the artist's models, friends, and assistants, one of whom was his younger brother Edward, whose talent is arguably greater than Robert's. However, Edward's career may have been stifled due to his struggle to be known as more than simply Robert Mapplethorpe's brother.
I don't think it's necessarily a difference of their level of artistry. It has more to do with who they are as individuals and their comfort level at their ambition. Yet, there would be no Robert Mapplethorpe without Edward Mapplethorpe. I mean, he really did step in and, like, take things to the next level.
Despite having been a collaborator on some of the most valuable and well-known works credited to Robert, as well as a practicing artist for decades, Edward is not widely renowned in the fine art world. When I asked the director of a prestigious contemporary photography museum, who said she knows everything about photography, even she was unaware of Edward's work.
It's made my career very difficult. We're not talking about any artist. We're not talking about a semi-successful artist. We're talking about a legendary artist. So there'll always be comparisons. Any articles, any press, any interviews, one of the first subjects that comes up is about that. But over the years, I've learned and I've embraced that because it's part of me and it's part of my life and it's a part of my biography, and you know, I'm very proud of that.
Edward believes there's a unique taboo in the art world regarding siblings, and this has contributed to his struggle to be known for his own work.
I figured out that if I was going to have a successful career and have any longevity in the art world, I had to do my own thing. So, you know, I learned how to dive and started photographing underwater to remove myself from the studio. And that work just led me to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, where now I'm doing things without cameras. And it's been a nice journey. And I think if anybody really looked at the work, they'd see how the work progresses from one thing to the next. There's a thread to the work, yeah.
Mapplethorpe, Look at the Pictures is now playing on HBO. To hear more from the directors and to see Edward's art, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.